this great golf course, this great track at Highland Meadows in Sylvania for the Marathon Classic presented by Owens Corning and OI. And frankly, a company that has been with this tournament since the very beginning and the only one of very few that have been with this tournament for the 31 years it's been in existence. That's Dana Corporation. And happy to see that Dana Holding Corporation, the president and CEO, is an old friend of ours, Jim Kamsiskas, who is sitting here with me right now. Jim, nice to see you.
Great to see you as well, Paul W.
Every time I see you, and whether it's on an airplane or at an event like this or the various business situations, I am reminded how I met you when you were a very young man, and you're still a very young man. So you were like in your 30s running a major, major auto supplier.
Well, I was fortunate enough to be able to do that, and although I may be in my 40s still today, I'm not so sure I look in my 40s, but what you certainly need to have the energy to be able to be at Dana with the great people over there running hard, taking on all sorts of challenges, taking care of our customers.
And it's great that you've continued this tradition, being one of, I think, maybe 15 companies that have been a sponsor each year since this thing began 31 years ago. And how great is it for the community to see the world's greatest golfers and to realize that this tournament has generated a heck of a lot of money for charity?
No, there's no question about it. I think you said the statistics earlier this morning on the show, $10 million over the years. I think it was over $500,000 last year. We were part of the Dana Pro-Am yesterday as the lead sponsor there, and you know, continuing to contribute to the community in any which way we can. Obviously, you know it as well as anybody, having spent so much time down here, the Toledo and Toledo metropolitan area. It's just a fantastic place with fantastic people.
Well, Dana's got a great, proud history, and you've gone through the ups and downs that all of the industries have over the years. But boy, things have turned around, and you've got some real growth being shown. And in fact, you're even just recently announced plans to open a whole new high-tech axle manufacturing facility in Toledo.
How about that? Right downtown Toledo, for, you know, the listeners out there that may or may not be familiar with the property. It's actually in the former Jeep assembly plant along I-75, just south of the state line, where the old Overland smokestack still stands. And, you know, it just worked out in our favor. It kind of caught a nice break. But to be able to go back down and invest where the Jeep was born 75 years ago, make a significant investment in or around $70 million, a 300,000-square-foot facility, more than 300 people by 2020. Talk about exciting.
Exciting indeed, and exciting. Not only were here at the beginning for this classic, this LPGA Classic, but Dana has been supplying driveline products for the Jeep Wrangler for all of those 75 years. It's, you know, we're celebrating its 75th anniversary. You were there at the beginning with Dana.
Yeah, you know, we can all correlate to the Wrangler and the importance of it, the iconic brand, and we have been with Jeep and the Wrangler for the full 75 years, and you know, and we're with all the customers, all the major customers, and Ford and Fiat Chrysler, Nissan, Jaguar Land Rover, General Motors, Toyota. I don't want to miss any, and that's of course just on the light vehicle side. I think, Paul W., as you know, that one really significant thing about Dana is that we're certainly an auto supplier, and that's core to us. But for a company that was founded over 112 years ago, we're actually half of our business is in the either commercial vehicle market or what we call the off-highway market, which
heavy
is
trucks.
Heavy trucks, but also the off-highway market, which we're talking about, you know, the John Deere's and the Caterpillars and front-end loaders and backhoes and teleboom handlers. And that's important. It's important for our company. It's important for our customers because we get truly the synergetic value of all of everything we're working on in R&D and manufacturing footprint and driving across our driveline products and our power technologies products.
So the customers in one market often, I would guess, able to take advantage of technologies that you develop for a different market.
Absolutely. There's no question about it. I mean, if you're thinking about torque, or you're talking about various efficiencies or lightweighting or whatever it may be, you know, we have our cast of incredibly talented engineers around our global footprint that are coming up with new, creative, innovative ideas. And, you know, those are things that if you do your job right, you benchmark them and then you drive them across your company and therefore your customer wins.
Dana, first listed on the New York Stock Exchange in 1921, been involved in this community for a very, very long time, behind such great things as the, in this case, the Marathon Classic, being here from the beginning, all 31 years, and all the other great things you do in and around the community. And boy, are they lucky to have you, Jim. I'm happy to see you here as Dana Holding Corporation President and CEO, Jim Kamsiskas. Nice to see you. We're having to come down and visit the facility.
Please come and see us in Maumee, Ohio, just over the state line. But I do have to correct you. It's in my mind anyway. I'm honored to be able to be part of Dana and part of this community. And it's great to see you and Steve and Ann and the whole team here again. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jim.